Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So our friend Chris Whittingham is joining us this afternoon. There is a biggie tonight at Hard Rock Stadium. Whittingham on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS season pass on Apple TV. And Whitty, so on Thursday, and we talked about this with Crowder. He had been off when it happened, but on Thursday, Inter Miami defeated Porto in the FIFA Club World Cup. And many, including yourself, said that that was the most important victory in the history of Inter Miami and perhaps the MLS as a whole. And now you've got Inter Miami tonight at Hard Rock Stadium. They take on Palmeiras. And explain why the win over Porto was so huge, and explain why, if Inter Miami is able to advance from their group tonight, just how seismic that would be in the world of soccer.
Well, I feel like the major reason why the victory was so important was because for Major League Soccer, it is a continuing battle for legitimacy, for this idea that soccer, football played in MLS, is of the level of the sport played in other places. And that ultimately, the only way you can do that is by beating and competing with teams from the countries that normally represent traditional footballing powers. And so the fact that they entered this Club World Cup in a group that I thought was going to be really difficult for them. When you look at playing Al Ahly, who is a decent side in African football, Palmeiras, one of the biggest sides in Brazil, and Porto, a club that continually compete in the Champions League, continually get to Champions League knockout rounds. It's the first time that an MLS side has ever beaten a European team in major competition, the first ever MLS team to win at the Club World Cup. And I think that just sort of suggests that step by step, bit by bit, American soccer and MLS is getting there. Now, I appreciate that Inter Miami are the team with Messi on it, and Messi scored a goal in the game. And maybe that's not indicative of the fact that American soccer is growing. It's just that Miami happened to get Messi. But I still think that each of these steps are so important for showing that MLS is of the level. I think that's kind of been what this Club World Cup has been all about. We all know that the European teams are the best teams, but how big is the gap between them and everyone else? And I think it's kind of been shown so far that it's not as big as we might have thought.
And Chris, to that point, because it's something else we talked about and we were trying to figure it out, and you're the best soccer expert that I know, because Solana doesn't want to hear that. That's why I said it. But no, it's like, what is that gap? Is it, we talked about, is it college football to NFL? Is it G League, NBA to NBA? Like another sport comparison so I can understand how big the MLS team beating one of those other teams are.
I think to probably do the sport comparison, the cross sport comparison, it would probably be like a AA baseball team beating an MLB baseball team, where you know that the AA team has some prospects, has some players that can maybe eventually get their way up to the majors, but ultimately the financial gap and the talent gap thus is a major reason why you just wouldn't see it happen that often. That ultimately, if we, you know, we played that game 100 times, I think Porto maybe is of the level of, let's say, a bad Major League Baseball team, the Marlins or I don't know who's bad in baseball right now, the Colorado Rockies. It would be kind of like that. I think that Porto, while a European team, and obviously they have a really good squad, it's not Paris Saint-Germain, it's not Real Madrid, it's not Barcelona, but it's still a really good team from a really good level. And Miami not just went and won the game because Messi knocked in a free kick, but I actually thought that they were the better team for large stretches of the game. And I think kind of looking forward to tonight, I think it'll be very similar playing this Palmeiras side, who in their own right are a very good team in South America. And we've seen all the Brazilian teams do incredibly well at this Club World Cup. So I think that'll be a huge challenge as well. But I think it's kind of a major league to double A. You know that some of those double A baseball players can play. We know at some point we'll see them in the majors, but maybe right now they're not close to the level of major league players.
Witty, what's the biggest difference between the Inter Miami team that lost 3-0 like a month before the FIFA Club World Cup to Orlando City with, I think, everybody playing, if I remember correctly? I think Jordi Alba started up top with Leo Messi and Luis Suarez or in the midfield, and then they lost to who else? Philly? Also?
Minnesota 4-0.
Right.
They got absolutely destroyed in Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's the difference between the team at that point of their season, their campaign, to, I know they won two games going into the FIFA Club World Cup, but then going toe-to-toe with a European team in FC Porto and looking like the better side, as you said, for most of the game?
I think the biggest thing is solidity, if I were to boil it down to one word. I think when they play in MLS, they are expected to be the much better team than their opponent. They're expected to carry the game, keep possession, attack, put numbers forward. Whereas I think in this Porto game, they kind of realize we cannot leave big gaps for Sergio Busquets, one of the slowest players. Even in his prime, he was one of the slowest players in major European football. Now at 36, 37, he's not going to be able to cover the ground, for Messi to cover the ground, for Suarez. You have to leave smaller gaps. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know what? We're not going to make the game every single time that we have the ball. Maybe we lose possession, but we get back into defensive lines and we make sure that Porto cannot just pull us apart. They had their moments. Oscar Ustari had his saves to make, but ultimately at the end, the defending from the team was a team idea. It wasn't just the four guys at the back. I think sometimes with Miami, we dog too much a little bit on the individual players, where we say, oh, those individual center backs, those individual defenders aren't good enough. But they're fairly exposed fairly often. And part of that is because you're trying to attack and be the most brilliant team in MLS because you have Messi and Suarez and Busquets and Jordi Alba. But ultimately, in a game like this where you're kind of outmanned, you have to resolve and you have to be resolute in defense. And I think that's what we saw for large portions of the game. And then when they did have the ball, they were very effective in keeping it. And Messi, of course, is working his magic all over the pitch.
I had to check and see if solidity was a word, because I had never heard that used as a word before, but it is indeed a word, solidity. And it was used in a perfect situation
As long as we're talking about language, I would like to say that too often people, particularly analysts of sports, use the word aggressiveness instead of aggression. Aggression is one that annoys me every single time. The word is aggression, not aggressiveness.
Totally agree. Totally agree. I'm glad that you point that out.
Aggressiveness isn't a word?
I think it might be at this point.
I don't think it is.
I feel like let's see. Definitions from Oxford Languages does say that it's there. So aggressiveness, I think, is a thing. But I think the more correct, and honestly, it's a better sounding word, is aggression.
I don't know, Chris. That's an opinion. I don't work in opinions. I work in Webster.
Well, I can resolve it. That is a fact, because I agree that aggression is the proper word to use in that situation. And if I believe it to be, that is indeed.
I also think it's Merriam-Webster, not just Webster.
Well, yeah, no, you never know.
Merriam's a racist. I don't know.
Not certain. Poor Merriam. We want to cast. tonight at Hard Rock Stadium, what's the crowd breakdown going to be like? Because Solana has told us, so Palmeiras, I'm sure, has a huge supporter base, but also not just Inter Miami, but Messi fans. We're expecting, I'm guessing, 60,000 plus, right? Will it be packed tonight?
Yeah, I'd have to think. I can look at the tickets now if you want, but I feel like I had friends who, honestly, it's kind of an interesting dynamic. I don't want to say I know people who have checked out on Inter Miami, but I know some friends that were very excited when it first started, that were willing to make the trek out to Chase Stadium if they lived in Miami or if they lived somewhere in the southern part of the South Florida area. And I think bit by bit have kind of gone, all right, we saw it. It was cool. What's next? And obviously that is sort of very demanding Miami fan. I feel like they're in any other city in the country, it would be a thing every single time. But I understand that Miami fans get bored. The Panthers thing happens. And obviously there's all these other sporting interests. But I feel like I know a few people that went, I'm going to go to this thing on Monday. And I feel like even that first game that they played against Al Ahly, there were more than 60,000 people there. But a lot of them were Egyptian. A lot of them were supporters of the opposition team that made the trip or came from within the country or from Egypt to come and support their team. I wonder if tonight, I still think there's going to be a ton of Palmeiras fans. Let's be very clear. Palmeiras is one of the biggest football clubs in the world, honestly, by supporters base. They've over, I just looked, over 4 million followers on Twitter. It's a massive club that is going to draw a huge audience. But I wonder how many people, how many casuals in South Florida have gone, all right, there's nothing else going on right now. Let's see what this Club World Cup is all about and try and support their team. Because in all likelihood, I mean, in all likelihood is kind of perhaps a bit too much of a stretch, but they have a very good chance Miami do to advance now going forward. Because
what
the
needs
number
to
one,
happen exactly?
So the number one tiebreaker, this is very different than most soccer tournaments, is head-to-head. And so the fact that Inter Miami beat Porto, there is no way for Porto to overtake Inter Miami. If they win tonight, they've got no chance. They actually, Porto all of a sudden become fans of Miami. They want Miami to be Palmeiras so that Porto have a chance. So the only way the Miami don't advance is if they lose and if Al Ahly, the Egyptian team, beat Porto, which Porto would be favored to win. I'm actually going to that game tonight because I'm in Connecticut and it's at MetLife Stadium. So we're going to make the drive out to MetLife tonight to watch the other game. So I do think that,
popcorn?
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Love, I mean, stadium popcorn.
But love. But Witty, stadium popcorn. Then goal differential comes into play, right? Because Al Ahly is -2 or -2 in goal differential. Inter Miami is +1. So just Inter Miami losing and Al Ahly winning wouldn't, like, if it was 1-0 both ways, it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't be enough.
Inter Miami would still get the nod. So Al Ahly needs.
Why I can't root for soccer. I mean, there's so many variables.
I was just about to ask. We're trying to bring this to the U.S. This is foolishness, what y'all are talking about. Goal differential. Okay. Well, they have their own.
But here's the thing.
Al Ahly.
How often do NFL tiebreakers get decided on conference record?
Yep.
I mean, like, the thing is that you're used to tiebreakers in other sports, and now this new idea comes in. I actually think that they have gone very American here by going to head-to-head. It was always goal differential was the first tiebreaker. And I actually think it might go a little bit towards killing the drama a little bit, because if you kind of know the sequence of results, we're actually in the middle right now of Club World Cup games where, for example, because Botafogo beat PSG, PSG cannot catch them. And so, like, a little bit of that drama gets killed. Whereas if PSG, who are right now playing Seattle, if goal difference was the first tiebreaker, they would try and win 10-0. Exactly. Yeah. Whereas that is now immaterial because the goal difference is not the first thing. So I actually think it kills a little bit of the drama, but it's a very American way to decide things. Head-to-head, who won? And then if you drew, then let's get into the other crazy tiebreakers.
Maybe we take out the draws.
I mean, you can. I think in the MLS second division, MLS Next Pro, every game is decided by penalty kicks. Do you want that?
Whole game to be played as penalty kicks.
The whole game?
Just penalty kicks. And I'd be fine with baseball just doing home run derbies.
He always
brings Matt Mervis back to the majors.
He always goes too far.
How has the FIFA Club World Cup been? Has it delivered? What has fan support looked like around the country, and does it get a high grade?
It sort of depends on who you ask. I think a lot of, and I normally in the world of soccer tend to listen to a lot of Europeans. I listen to a lot of English podcasts and read a lot of, because obviously they're the ones that cover the sport in English language more than any other. I've been very snooty about the Club World Cup, and I get it, right? This is a flawed organization, FIFA, that put this event on. They kind of wedged it into the middle of a calendar that a lot of people are talking about is way too busy. There are European teams that get to the business end of their competitions that play between 50 and 60 games, and people are going, this is too much, and what is this FIFA thing? But I think on its face, a Club World Cup should exist. I think a big Club World Cup should exist to decide who is the best continent at soccer. And I understand that Europe, by definition, by the amount of money that they spend, is going to be presumed to be the favorite. But This honestly should have existed for 40, 50 years. And if that were to have been the case, nobody now would be going, why does this thing exist? So I think on its face, I think a lot of people are going, this is unnecessary. But I do think that in certain places and for certain clubs, the support has been absolutely amazing. Even right now, we're watching Seattle play PSG. Seattle never get a chance to play a team like PSG in a competitive game. That stadium is a near sellout on a noon Pacific time Monday kickoff. So you're seeing certain games that have great attendance. There are other games where you look at the champions of Korea taking on the champions of South Africa. Ulsan Hyundai against Mamelodi Sundowns played at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday in Orlando, and there were 3,100 people there, and you're going, why does this exist? So I do think for the most part,
or God bless the 3,100 who were interested enough to go see.
Completely agree. Completely agree. Like, those 3,100 people are the greatest. And there was a lightning delay in that game. Those are the best soccer fans in the world. So I do think that for the most part, particularly the South American teams, and we saw it again with Boca Juniors on Friday night when they played Bayern Munich, absolutely unbelievable atmosphere that honestly might be one of the best atmospheres that has ever happened at that stadium. At Hard Rock Stadium, we've never seen an atmosphere like that. And I think as well, it's just the envy of even major European teams that have amazing support, that you see the singing and the chanting and the flares and all that, and still Boca over-delivers what they do week in and week out. So I think that there have definitely been good stories to tell, if not all 100% positive stories to tell. I think one of the biggest ones I think that's going to be talked about a lot is heat. Because we saw yesterday Real Madrid play in Charlotte. It was feels like 102 at kickoff. And, you know, Europeans are just not used to that. They're not used to heat and humidity like that.
And you know what? That leads me into my question, Woody. Like, the U.S., the American soccer fan, like, what's the point? Like you said, Europe, South America, stupid. Europe, stupid. You know, everybody has, like soccer is the sport of the world. Why the hell are people concerned so much about U.S. soccer?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think, well, number one, it is the biggest sporting marketplace in the world. There is no country that does more in sports than the United States, and this is the world's game. Everyone, every country has a league, has a national team that they have immense pride over, and there is this idea that three of the most populous countries in the world aren't really that good at it. China, India, and the United States. And so there was this project that started in the late 80s, early 90s. What can we do? What can we do to get the sport to grow a little bit? And I think now, when you ask the question why is because, for the most part, when the U.S. participates in, let's say, Olympic sports, they are likely to win. They're likely to get the most golds, the most silvers, the most medals. In basketball, what do we love about the American basketball team? The fact that they go out there and they dominate everyone. Well, what if the United States was for once an underdog and had to overcome a structural deficiency that just flatly, it is not part of the culture here, and you're playing from behind against France, Spain, Argentina, Germany, all these countries that this is the only thing and the best thing that they do, and you're trying to eventually overcome them. I think that's kind of the biggest story to tell in American soccer is, yeah, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes you're nowhere near good enough. You get destroyed by the Netherlands at the last World Cup. Your MLS sides are you know, sometimes getting your heads handed to you at the Club World Cup. But bit by bit, year by year, it gets better and it gets better. And eventually at some point, the United States will be able to compete, whether it's in 2050 or 2070 or 2090, on the level of some of the major European teams. Because it really should be inevitable based off of the wealth that there is in this country, because obviously a lot of this comes down to money, but also the sporting infrastructure and how much people care about sports here. It should be something that the United States is competitive at on a global stage.
This would be a big step towards that, right? Tonight, if Inter Miami advances out of the group, this would be a step towards that.
I think every step is a step towards that. Obviously, I think for MLS to go 0-3, to not have won any of the games that they played, would have been an embarrassment. And I think even Seattle, who will likely leave the day, I don't know what the score is at this precise moment, but will likely leave the day having not taken a single point from their group, impressed by playing PSG, the champions of Europe, Botafogo, the champions of South America, and Atletico Madrid, one of the best teams in Spain, pretty well. And so I think it is a step. Every step is a step. So Jimmy writes that it's 1-0 to PSG at the break, which is not a surprise. Actually, kind of a well-controlled result by Seattle. But I do think that for American soccer, every step is a step. And I think it's a step for, obviously, Miami have gone a level above every other team in MLS in terms of ambition, in terms of spend to go and get Messi, to go and get all of his friends. And the owner, Jorge Mas, wants to go to the league and say, we want to buy more players. We want to bring even more in, but there's a salary cap and there's a restriction on what we can do. What if we loosened up some of those rules and went, what if we can go buy more players and make this thing even better? And he has a result in hand of the Club World Cup, making a knockout round. Maybe they even go and beat Botafogo in the next stage and they make a quarterfinal of the Club World Cup. And you're going, well, if this is what we do with these restrictions, imagine what we can do.
The entire Club World Cup.
I mean, that's,
I wouldn't
that'd
do
be
that.
A bit much.
I wouldn't do that.
That would be a bit much. But if there were all these restrictions, maybe you can go even further. I think that's kind of the case that everyone wants to make right now.
Hey, Witty, as an aside, pitch conditions. There are a lot of MetLife where they're playing right now, or they're playing tonight, rather, and Atlanta. There are a lot of artificial turf stadiums that were converted, and it could be a precursor to how it's going to look and play and feel for next World Cup, the actual international tournament. What do you grade pitch conditions from what you're hearing based on the fact that nobody cares about this stuff more than you do?
And again, the Europeans are not having it. So the first weekend, Atletico Madrid's Marcus Llorente said that it was so hot and the turf was so different than what he's used to. The grass was so different than what he's used to. He couldn't feel his toes while he was playing. Jude Bellingham of Real Madrid complained yesterday that the pitch was slow and tough on his knees. So we have seen some complaints. For the most part, though, the games play well. I also think that there is just a difference between playing in 100-degree heat and humidity that the grass inevitably has to take on. But I think largely it has been fine. I think we'll see even more steps taken towards next year. There are a few stadiums that actually need to have construction done to make the playing surface wider because it's too narrow. The American football has played over 53 yards in width. It's 53 by 120 yards, whereas soccer is played usually on 75 by 120. So it's way wider. So actually, I think SoFi Stadium, AT&T Stadium, I think even maybe Hard Rock need to make their playing surfaces wider in order, and that would involve taking seats out. So there's several million dollars that are going to be spent on fixing this at several stadiums. But I think for the most part, it hasn't played a role, which I think is what everyone wants.
Doesn't seem to be any Club World Cup champion futures right now, but I'm looking at Group F here. Who do you like, the Russia Diamonds, Flonase, or the Melodious Sundowns?
I'm sorry. Give me options one more time.
There's Russia, there's Flonase, and there's a Melodious Sundown.
Uwara Red Diamonds of Japan. That's right.
We'll get back to you on that one.
Fluminense.
Chris Whittingham, he is text me. Chris Whittingham, he's a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. There is a big one tonight, 9:00 tonight, Hard Rock Stadium, Inter Miami, FIFA Club World Cup. Thank you,
By
Whitty.
By the way, on my sports book, I'm seeing Inter Miami 80-1 plus 8,000 to win the Club.
That doesn't
World
seem
Cup.
Like enough to win the entire tournament.
I agree. I mean, considering the teams you have to beat along the way, PSG is the favorite at plus 300. So,
That doesn't seem like enough for me.
No, I agree.
There you go, Chris Whittingham.
These letters don't go. These are not words.
That's what I'm saying. They make it so
difficult.
Botafogo.
What is what?
Botafogo. I mean,
Fogo de Chao. Yeah.
There you go.
I think you're looking at a pop-up ad for a Brazilian steakhouse.
Esperanza de Tunis. I don't know about this.
They're from Tunisia.
That's right. I have heard. I don't know about this. Permanent guest list here at the building. All right. See you, Whittingham.
See you guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.